Hey everyone, welcome to the Builders Briefing for March 12th, 2026. I'm Alex here with Sam, and we've got a packed one today. Cloudflare just dropped something big for anyone building AI pipelines. There's a billion-dollar bet on world models, and we need to talk about JavaScript finally fixing time.
Yeah, also some really practical stuff today around running agents while you sleep, running 100 billion parameter models on CPUs, and an SSH trick that went viral that honestly, I'm a little embarrassed I didn't know about.
Love it. Let's jump in. So the big story, Cloudflare quietly shipped a crawl endpoint in their developer platform. If you're building anything that needs to pull data from the live web, think RAG pipelines, AI agents that browse, competitive Intel tools, this is kind of a huge deal.
Right. And what's wild is this replaces what used to be a whole side project. You know, duct taping Puppeteer to a headless browser on some random VPS, babysitting browser pools. Cloudflare just made that a managed primitive.
Exactly. And the key insight is Cloudflare already sits in front of roughly 20% of the web. They can render JavaScript-heavy pages at their edge without you maintaining any infrastructure. Pair that with Workers AI, and you've got a fetch, parse, embed pipeline all on one platform.
This is the part where if you're building a web scraping startup, you should be nervous. This is the Twilio moment. The platform is eating your margin. But for builders, this is amazing. The give your agent access to the live web problem just got way easier.
Cloudflare is methodically assembling the full AI native stack: compute, inference, storage, and now data acquisition. I'd bet we see an integrated web research primitive from them within 6 months. Link in the briefing if you want to benchmark it against your current setup.
Strongly recommend doing that benchmark, by the way. If you're running Playwright or Scrapy for data ingestion, just try it side by side. The edge rendering alone might surprise you.
All right, shifting to AI and models. A couple of big ones here. First, Fish Speech is trending hard on GitHub, over 1,300 engagement. It's currently the best open-source text-to-speech model, and it's fully self-hostable.
That's interesting because the self-hosting part really matters. If you're building voice features, chatbots, narration, accessibility, you can drop this in and stop paying for proprietary TTS APIs. Latency-sensitive and privacy-conscious deployments. This is your answer.
Then there's the headline grabber. Yam McCune just raised $1 billion at Meta for World Model AI. This is about moving beyond LLMs towards spatial and physical reasoning. Not actionable today, but if you're in robotics or embodied AI, this is a massive funding signal.
And on the more immediately practical side, Microsoft's BitNet.
Now here's where today's stories start connecting. There was a huge Hacker News thread, 284 comments, on running Claude-based coding agents overnight. Agents that run while you sleep.
I went deep on this one. The real value isn't the concept. It's the emerging patterns people are sharing: task decomposition, checkpoint and resume, and critically, the guardrails you need so your agent doesn't go completely off the rails at 3 a.m. with no one watching.
And then there's CCG Workflow, an open source toolkit that routes between Claude Code, Codex, and Gemini with 17 plus commands. Basically a unified interface to play models against each other. If you're tired of being locked into one AI coding assistant, check it out.
Oh, and one more on the AI side that people need to see. CodeWall published a detailed breakdown of how they compromised McKinsey's AI platform through agent-based attack vectors. Prompt injection is just the beginning. Every tool you give your agent expands the attack surface.
Required reading if you're exposing agents to external inputs. Link in the briefing. Okay, DevTools. Sam, I know you've been waiting for this one.
The Temporal API, 9 years in the making. Bluebird's engineering blog documented the whole journey. JavaScript is finally replacing the date object with proper time zone, calendar, and duration support. If you've ever wrapped moment.js or datefns and felt dirty about it, relief is coming.
It's landing in engines now. Start experimenting. This will eliminate an entire class of bugs that every JavaScript developer has suffered through.
Also trending, Giftastic. It gives you syntax-aware diffs that understand your code's AST instead of just comparing lines. So it won't flag moved but unchanged code as modified. Incredibly useful in code review pipelines and CI.
that the quick nod to Mozilla pushing WebAssembly toward first-class web language status, direct DOM access, garbage collection integration, component model support. If you're shipping compute-heavy client-side features, this removes the JavaScript interop tax that's been holding WASM back.
That's been the pain point forever. The bridge between WASM and the DOM has been the bottleneck, not WASM itself.
Quick hit on security and infra. Google's Wiz acquisition officially closed. If you're a MaraWiz customer, expect deeper GCP integration. If you're multi-cloud, maybe some friction ahead. The independent cloud security market just got a lot smaller.
And the fun one, SSH has a secret menu. A viral thread showed off the hidden escape sequences. Tilde question mark during a session. Tilde dot to kill a hung connection. Tilde C for command line mode. Honestly, share this with your team. Half of them won't know about it.
I will admit, I only knew tilde dot.
So here's the big takeaway from today. Three threads are converging. Cloudflare's crawl endpoint, multi-model agent toolkits like CCG workflow, and the overnight agents pattern. They all point to the same shift.
Right. The AI builder stack is moving from call an API and parse the response to orchestrate autonomous pipelines that acquire data, reason over it, and ship code. It's not about single model calls anymore.
If you're building AI features, start thinking in terms of infrastructure for agent loops. Data ingestion with something like Cloudflare's crawl, model routing with tools like CCG workflow, and async execution with those overnight agent patterns. The builders who wire these together first get compounding leverage.
And the cool part is all of this is available right now. Open source, managed services, real patterns from real teams. This isn't theoretical.
That's the briefing for March 12th. Links to everything we mentioned are in the show notes. If any of this was useful, share it with your team.
Go build something, and maybe let an agent build something while you sleep tonight. See you next time.